Blog Talk Radio. Beast Radio.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with Kay Nicole.
Hello and good night to all. Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Kay Nicole. This is Ladies Night. And you know how I do. As always, I got my DJ, DJ Big Stu.
What's good?
What's going on, Stu?
A lot of stuff, man. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, man. But right now, I'm just chilling, man.
Yeah, man. Friday night is ladies' night, y'all. I'm feeling good tonight, man. Tonight, it's a nice night. I love the rainy
it's
weather,
raining,
man.
It's raining, though.
I love the rain. And it looks even real sexy, the rain glistening on the ground.
Can't do nothing tonight.
With the light shining. Like, oh, that looks so nice to me. I just love looking at the rain.
Can't go no place to chill.
Why not? Rain is, when it rains, sometimes that's the best time to chill. Everybody want to chill in the rain.
I don't know. But what's going on otherwise?
Ain't that much, you know. I'm looking forward to the weekend, man. This weekend, I'm gonna take this weekend off this weekend. I think I'm gonna relax Saturday and Sunday. You know, I'm always working. I'm just a little tired this weekend. I think I just want to sit back and relax. And, you know,
I'm gonna be rocking on the Uptown Jams. You know, Saturday night jams. I'm gonna be throwing it down hard tomorrow night. Make sure y'all tune in at 10 p.m. DJ Big Stu.
That's right. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, 10 p.m. DJ Big Stu Saturday night jams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I thought we should have somebody come in.
I don't know. She could be a little late. Let's see. We had Sherry Hayes.
Okay.
She's the author of some erotic books, you know what I'm saying? She got, you know, two out. Two right now that she got, you know, really popping. She might have a couple of other things in the works. You know, she wrote the book.
Why are so many females writing sexy books now?
I mean, I don't think it's only sexy, but it's just, the part of the book is erotica. One of her books' name is Slave. You know what I'm saying?
You know, they call it, instead of saying books by freaks, they call it erotic books.
Erotic books.
But it's really just books written by freaks.
I think that
should be the category.
I don't know. There's people, I think, just got a vivid imagination.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you know, and when you see a lot of these times, these be real older ladies.
Yeah, sometimes like they do be a little weird.
Yo, Ma, you're still working?
Yeah, she's talking about all the stuff that she did or the stuff that she still would like to do if she can do it.
You know, things change, man. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, let me tell you something about women. I'm gonna tell you this one secret, Sue, and you always remember this. As women get older, they get hornier and hornier and hornier. It's just crazy like that. Some guys is the same way. You know that. Some guys go through that little midnight, and they be like, wow. You got some old dudes that still, you see, what's the name on TV, Larry King? He got a baby, and he about 95 years old.
Yeah, but that just be you, though.
Yeah, but
he's
still working.
Larry King,
oh.
Man. She lied to Larry King, man.
Had Larry King in the newspaper. Larry King got his women, man. He got a couple little youngs they show him with, and it just, he like too old. Like, you at the point where you old and you got those little dots, because you know
that's
how
like
when we get
rapper,
older.
You know, he was the man of his day, but he ain't doing nothing right now.
Listen, two women. I'm sorry. They got
They got a lifetime subscription with Viagra, those dudes right there.
Yeah,
you know?
But I don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You still got your flow. But I don't know if I can get that old. Like, when we get older, all of us, we start getting them little old spots. You know them little, it look like little freckles all over the old people?
Whoa.
And then the body start getting a little wrinkled looking. Like, that just, it's like sometimes they're too old.
You ever look on the internet and they got old people having sex? Oh, my God.
I mean, they be getting it in. This is what I'm trying to tell you. They still
get the old lady, even with the 14-year-old guy. Oh, that looks so nasty. The way, know, because their body has the wrinkles on their chest and the wrinkles.
Let me tell you, the lady looks nasty, but the man, oh gosh, did you see the man wrinkles sagging butt like his butt?
Well, I haven't seen the guy
I've seen
was a bunch of old ladies having sex with young guys. And it was crazy because it was like grandma having sex with
a grandson. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Let me tell you, one time I was watching Sex in the City, right?
What old lady was a pro, though?
That sounds so nasty. I was watching Sex in the City. You know how Sex in the City, Samantha was the one that was always giving it up, doing her thing.
Uh-huh.
So on this one episode, she met her nice-looking older guy. He was an older guy. But he looked nice in his clothes, you know, rich and all that. So he wound up getting her back to the hotel. And he took off his clothes. Kevin, oh, my goodness, his little butt was just wrinkled as can be. She jetted out the hotel room. I never seen nothing like that before.
You know what?
We got a caller. Let's see who's on the line right now. Maybe my guest. Maybe not. Let's see. Why not? Hello, ladies' night.
Oh, you hear the background, you know?
Somebody listening.
Well, anyway, like I said, man, that film was disgusting. The lady had a tan, right? Then she had old, saggy titties. Right, and they were dripping. Do you know how ladies have the tan line on the bra, like a little tan line? And they have the bra there, like on the bra, the tan line. You see? You ever seen an old lady with the tan line like that? Everything is wrinkled. Oh my god!
I don't know, Stu. I just got a little worried about you watching old lady porn.
No, I seen it. Somebody had it on Facebook. You clicked on it, and it was an old lady porno site. And I was like, oh, my God,
somebody's crazy. Somebody, because you got those sites where the women be super, super big. Like, super big with a whole body. I seen where the guys, like, literally put his whole head in this giant woman. Like, there's some freakies out there.
I know one grandma, she was going crazy, though. It was shocked to see her. She looked real. She was like 95, but they had her riding this guy. She was riding him? Riding him, like, hard. She was riding him. I was like, damn, grandma. You know what I'm saying? She was doing it like a pro. Front, back, sideways. She still had a swerve on. I'm not going to lie. She probably was 100 years old.
Listen, that's just so nasty. But you know
what? I guess the guy is drunk. Grandma probably be looking good.
And ain't even the guy drunk. They got some people out there with some weird fetishes, and you know it.
Freaky old ladies.
Yeah, freaky old ladies. Freaky looking feet.
When they be alone, they be ready to
give
up that little social security money to that
youngin'. I don't know. I don't think it be that. They be tight on they, though. Them little youngins be turned out on them little old ladies. Believe me. Believe the
kid.
I'm sorry. I just think you're a low life if you like that. Like, I really do. Like, you so low life that you just sleeping with this old lady.
For the money?
Yeah. Just for this old lady for money. You young as hell. You got potential in life, and you having sex with somebody you absolutely could be possibly disgusted over just so you could get some sneakers and stuff. I think you're a low life. You can go up there.
Man.
You can go get your own.
Man, there's some brothers out there chilling.
Living a life with old ladies and people they don't like just for whatever. I mean, women do it too, but it's just so nastier with men
hitting
the wrinkled cooties.
If I got the light, you can take her teeth out.
Take your teeth out, baby.
That's what you're telling her. You know, some of you young girls, y'all use your teeth and y'all be messing up. Keep hitting old ladies. Like,
you know what? Now I'm really, really, really worried about you right now. I think you might have some old lady experience. Let me find out you was getting. The old lady had you.
Old lady could take her teeth out and be all tongue.
How you know that?
Just look at it. You see what the old lady thinks
about? God, you be thinking about this too much. This is crazy.
No, I've seen the film. I was fascinated.
That's why I'm worried about you right now.
I've seen things that, you know.
That's why I'm worried. I'm so worried.
Let me tell you, sir, yo, that old lady did some tremendous things without teeth in her mouth.
Yo,
man.
You got me wanting to see this damn old lady now. See?
They got a few of them. And you know, Grandma Dynamite. They even had a Grandma Get Gangbang. I mean, Grandma
really?
Is there.
They got it all on the internet.
Yep.
They got it all. You know what, Deuce, Stu? I think you should play some music when we come back. What you think?
All right, let's do that.
You know what? Play some Jill Scott. She got some new stuff popping. Let's hear some Jill Scott. It's Ladies Night, y'all. K. Nicole, DJ Big Stu. Yeah, definitely. But she's not that old, though, but I think, you know. I think all women could be cougars. It depends. I think all men will go for a younger, you know what I'm saying? I think it all depends on what you're looking for in life, I guess. I don't know. Or some depends on who's giving you a little bit of some type of attention. You know. This Beast Through Radio, y'all. You know. Who knows?
For the night, understand that's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him, that's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him all, let me give you what I got, so. I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Lenses, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the joint all day long, you're so blessed. Yes.
Jill Scott.
So fresh. Yes,
yes. Yes, that was kind of smooth right there.
I'm talking to all the old ladies out there.
You and your old lady. Oh, my gosh. You done got turned out watching the old ladies get home.
No, you can just be surprised what grandma could do in the bedroom, man. You know? There's a lot of grandmas across the world right now getting pounded out. By
all right, well, you definitely know. Grandma got a husband still? You already know.
They'll be pounding their husbands. They'll be pounding the little delivery boy.
The milk
guy,
be working
the post office, the number runner.
Damn.
The dude who come to play the numbers, you know, knock on the door, like he's taking down a number and then walking the house and...
Trust me, I know a few that had
the housing man. You gonna bring some wax to my house, young man?
The cable guy, bring me some.
Cable guy, newspaper delivery boy.
That's a shame. Look
the dude
how, look
on the Meals on Wheels
truck. Look how hard women be going to get it.
Yeah, look, the old lady be messing with the dude who bring the Meals on Wheels truck. You know how the dude who bring the food with the senior citizens?
Mm-hmm.
You be dropping off loving in a plate of food every day to some
old. What the hard? I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate we gotta go that hard.
What?
To get it. We gotta get it. Everybody in the world to get it.
I'm just saying, you know.
Why you gotta make it like we go that hard for it?
Dude, you come and deliver stuff as the old guard belt on the door, like the door halfway open.
Come in.
Johnny Mathis be playing this shit.
Oh, I didn't know you was coming, or that she'd be all butt naked.
You go in there, she got Johnny Mathis on.
Oh, that sounds so nasty.
She got Aretha Franklin playing. Aretha Franklin and Diana Ross playing in the back.
Tell her, I'm going to show you style.
She got Ain't No Mountain High Enough playing in the background, and you like, what the hell is this?
You seen that movie with Jim Carrey? Where the lady gave him some, the old lady? You remember that movie?
I seen the one with Eddie Murphy.
The old lady got him too?
When the lady, what's that lady name? You know, the lady that played in the movie Catwoman back in the day.
Oh, yeah. We seen that Boomerang.
Boomerang, yeah.
No, but Jim Carrey got one that's real funny. Like, everything is going wrong for him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like his landlord, this old lady.
Oh, yeah, I see now.
Then, I guess his girlfriend left him, whatever. So the old lady been scheming on him.
Yeah, I see now.
So she done did all kind of stuff to get him in the bed. No, matter of fact, he thought he was going to have bad luck or something like that. Something like that. He couldn't say no to her.
Yeah, he couldn't say no, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yes something. That's the
yes,
name of the movie.
Man.
Yes, ma'am. So he get in there. The old lady, that part is hilarious. Y'all got to go see Yes Man. Go watch that. It's funny. The old lady, he tried to fight her off until she put them gums on him, and he just...
Tell you about the gums.
He let loose and just was it. Told his friend, and his friend was scheming.
Tell you, man, the gums is no joke for the old lady. That's the old lady weapon.
So what, you think women should take their teeth out?
Some women.
What you mean some?
Some women use their teeth.
Oh, some women.
Some women, yeah,
need
they
to
just,
let the teeth
they
go.
Just bite all night.
Oh, man, you got some ammies.
I'm just talking in general, you know? Just in life general. Some all women,
right, well, this
some
is where.
Fighters,
listen, let me tell you
some
this.
Some women are noisemakers.
Listen, that's where it comes in where you're supposed to show her what she do, what to do for you. That's the problem with people. I'm just saying, it's the problem with people nowadays. They too shy to express it.
This is what she should do. All women out there listening, go get a tape of deep, bro. Study it, practice it, get it right. You don't need nothing
Let
else.
Me tell you something. That's not an easy position. You know that?
No, I don't know that. And I will never know that.
No, you know that you don't know that. I know you don't know that. I'm not insinuating that you're anything.
You know,
Kay
Nicole, I would never know that.
I'm saying you got to be in different positions for the deep throat.
Listen,
special position.
You put too much information about yourself out here right now.
I didn't say I knew it. I just asked
you.
Did
like
you know that's
it?
A hard thing to do?
Now you
well,
know
if it's
it.
Too hard for me, that means.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? You ain't an old lady yet, are you?
And I ain't old yet. I'm be married.
You ain't got no rubber bands on your chest, huh?
What's that? They have rubber bands?
You know, they pull them, they pop back up, and they fall back down, and they bounce. You know?
You seen the rubber band on
someone? That's the chest. You know, you try to put them in the bra, and they bounce when you let them go. Like when you snap a rubber band back, you can tie some old ladies, you can tie them up to the pole when they get in.
They
last so long.
This is disgusting.
Wait right here.
Yes, sir. The fellas, you know, dude, you're going to be with the fellas. And them balls be hanging all the way down to the ankle.
Big balls is better. You can't see
it's
them.
Not big balls. It's saggy balls. It's
saggy
big
balls,
listen,
you can't see them.
You can see saggy balls. The old men balls be hanging all the way down to
the
ankle.
They don't have the same pants. We don't wear the same pants. Now the pants that we got to go be old.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I don't walk down the street and seeing the old man balls hanging out his underwear. Just walking, his balls would be hanging.
He
swinging.
Might want you to see them.
I think he can't. I don't have no choice. He need to wear pants. He had on shorts.
What?
Balls
was
hanging down there.
Old balls. All right. Well,
he was sitting there in the park with the old man, have his little legs open, and the balls be hanging right out.
Well, listen, you know. Fresh air fun, you know? And it's just
as nasty as looking at them saggy titties.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
The saggy and the rubber
listen,
shoes.
Let me say ain't nothing
why
like no
all
long
women wear
balls.
Nurse
that's
shoes
disgusting.
Every old lady got a pair of nurse shoes on.
Because their feet, listen, because of gravity. Gravity pulls everything down, so they pull your arches down and everything. Those are special shoes for them.
Is it because the saggers are heavy?
It's because the shoes are special. For their feet. The old men have their special shoes too because of them saggy balls.
Then the most, you know, one thing I think they should burn up in the world is grandma panties. Burn them up.
Nah,
I think
you
all
need
of us
those every now and then.
Take grandma panties, all the grandma panties in the world, and go down to City Hall and burn them.
Listen, you're supposed to make fun with the grandma panties. What are you talking
you
about?
You make slingshots, knapsacks.
All that. You're supposed to have fun, play hide and seek, do all kinds of
knapsack.
Stuff.
You could cover the toilet seat with one of them sometimes, and you can do a lot of things. You know,
cover
you can
the
make
toilet
a purse.
Seat.
You can make a purse out of
listen,
the grandma panties.
Listen, you can play
panties,
hide and
you
seek
know.
With the granny panties,
you know,
and
you
they
can
have
do a lot
of fun.
Things, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the drug dealers do all types of things with them, and I've seen people made out
what
for.
What with
I've seen people made out for pit bulls with them, and
they
different
have the,
stuff.
The granny
and,
panties with them.
You know, granny panties are so big, you can do a lot of things with them, man.
You really can.
You know, you can make a Halloween costume for your kids, you know. Yo Gabba Gabba or one of those guys. You know, one of those characters over there.
Sometimes the granny panties are definitely needed.
Huh?
The granny panties,
they all got that messed up material. They were real shiny. Or looking like some... Like you got some Scott, some underwear made out of Scott tissue. Why y'all get the granny panties look like they made out of Scott tissue? Got that cheap elastic hugging their butt cheeks.
I don't know. Maybe I think they just be. They
always
they
need
be
that little
wet. The granny panties be like a dollar a pair.
They always need a little, but that little funny wrinkle between the butt holes.
You're so silly. Like granny
panties. It's always, and the crazy part about granny panties, you know, the butt, if you have a funny shaped butt, granny panties will fit that funny shaped
butt.
Listen,
what
like.
About the old dudes with them tighty whities? How come they go back to the tighty whities? Why do they stay?
I don't know.
What
I don't think I'm going to be tighty whities. I think I'm going to be butt naked. Tighty whities, I don't like them now. You know, tighty whities, I just never liked them.
It don't be tighty whities on them. It be big drawers.
You
know, they be having big, saggy drawers. Old man.
Well, you know, the diaper needs to fit in them. You like the old lady, the diaper.
That's even more.
See, granny panties hide the diaper, though.
So does them big.
Yeah, but granny panties is the same thing as big, tighty whities. You know, they're just a little bigger.
Then them big balls be sticking out. I don't understand why. Why
you know,
balls?
And the shit about granny panties, I got the hat to match it.
They be having that bra to match it, anything. You right about that.
Yo, granny panties, they be having the little hat to match it.
You know what? I'm learning some new stuff about you and the old women. school.
You know what I'm saying? They had the cheap.
I think school done had him a couple oldies.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Aw, oh, man. See, you bugging
see,
me.
Men be rolling, you know, men be rolling like you have none. Men be rolling. A lot of freaky old men. The 28-year-old wife. Ain't too many 90-year-old women with a 40-something-year-old husband.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes,
you know,
it is.
Not without the family watching them like the will, like a mother.
They still watch, but you can't stop
they,
it.
They watching the will. They ain't trying to get grandma.
It's the same thing with the men.
It's like David Wayne, and you know, when he came on, you met my grandma.
Hell, he was really, ew, you held that. Oh, was that same movie? That's the movie you're talking about?
Well, he did, no, remember he did a
oh,
Cocktail
that
Homie?
Show, right?
Yeah, I think
what
it was
the name of that show, The Underground.
Yeah, The Underground.
Oh, man, shout out to the Wayne brother for that. The Underground
you
was
my grandma.
And it was so nasty because they made it like she was getting tossed up.
Yeah,
right?
She was getting banged up.
Ew.
I'm just saying, somebody out there,
it's getting
I know it too. Y'all listening to this show like they talking about my grandmother right now.
My grandma's a friend.
Big girl, she out in the club right now.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. She's not even in the club. She in the house flirting with
bar,
your friend.
A local bar right
all the
now.
Friends you bring home, grandma be on it.
Yeah, grandma got a little tight mini skirt on.
Oh, Lord. And then she really looked like grandma. And then what? These dudes done messed with grandma too.
You know, depending on how big grandma, her little outfit fit, I'll tell you, a lot of young boys.
You know what? I'm going to keep it 100 real. It's a lady I know. I know. And then I know she be messing with the young dudes. And the young dudes, I done seen a couple of young dudes with her. And this lady is old and dark and...
Go buy a six-pack of country club.
She not out of shape. She look like she might still could throw it. You know how you got them older ladies that got the shape? They still got the strong-looking legs and stuff. Like, they
can't
still get
nothing.
Freaky.
They body don't
it.
Match their pacemaker. I remember a lady told one of my friends, like, you know, I had 4 heart attacks, but I'll rock your world.
4 heart attacks?
He tried her too. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing about it, you know, I knew he had some type of fetish because she looks like Aretha Franklin look right now.
All right, Aretha Franklin.
It wasn't Aretha. She looks like Aretha Franklin look right now.
Well, how Aretha Franklin look? Don't she look nice? She look bad?
She's just preciouses.
Oh, she got big now.
Yeah, you know, she got some preciouses on her. You know, she's older, you know. She's a beautiful singer. Big shout out to Aretha Franklin, but, you know, Aretha Franklin.
All right, I'm not mad
Aretha
at him for
Franklin.
Going with somebody that looks like
Aretha
Franklin,
Aretha
but
Franklin,
you know
Aretha
that
Franklin.
Guys that do worse.
Back in the days, Aretha Franklin used to be like dudes like, let me rock you, Aretha Franklin, let me rock you, Aretha Franklin.
Oh,
Aretha
this
Franklin.
Is so nasty. I just want to think about my grandma getting it in. Like, I'm glad my grandma is not like that.
You don't know.
I do know. That's my grandma.
Deacon
right.
Roosevelt, you know, the sure
she do be coming in late, right? She go to church. I never seen nobody coming late like that.
Nah, you know, church, you know, I don't know.
You know what?
The deacons, you gotta watch them. Gotta watch all the deacons.
On that note, let me play some music, man. Do I got a request?
Hit
me up with something hot. Real hot.
Everything tonight.
Everything tonight.
Peace to radio. I can't believe you playing me like this. After all the love we shared, the good times we've had, remember? Yeah. All night with her friends.
girl, K Nicole. Ladies night. Yo, you know what? If I knew you was gonna play him,
like
I would have told you that I wouldn't even play him, man.
For some reason, K Nicole don't like R. Kelly.
I'm not saying he can't sing, but for some reason, he just give me the creeps. Every time I hear R. Kelly name, I get the creeps off of R. Kelly. I don't know what happened.
He's a freak.
He's still talking the same thing. Next song we're going to hear from him, he's going to be still in the club, his old ass.
Well, he changed a little bit. He ain't peeing on nobody. He hasn't peed on nobody.
He's still in the club trying to find somebody to pee on.
He's going to be in the club. He's the R&B.
Now his song said he think he want to be single again. Now he done seen somebody that make him want to be single. Can't stand
R. Kelly is one of those dudes that goes through a lot. You know, like
R. Kelly is
Dennis
crazy.
Rodman,
he's a pervert.
Huh? Him, Dennis Rodman, you know, these guys, they're famous, they go through a lot of sexually with different things, and a lot of their stuff end up getting fucked up a little bit because, you know, they're a little raunchy and freaky, but, you know, R. Kelly.
Yeah, but Dennis Rodman was just freaky. R. Kelly just like the little young, and you seen all them dispositions we seen. You know, he got a few women on the list, had a few cases. He going through cases now, still.
He
got an issue. He got a problem. He got a different problem. He not just a freak. He like little girls.
I mean, R. Kelly is doing better than any other guy.
Financially?
Like that's been accused or something like that.
What you mean
you
doing better?
You don't see them really saying, after the peeing on the thing, you know, that's justifiable. There's a few stories, few loopholes. I'm not saying it's justifiable, don't get me wrong, but there's a few things that's too crazy with that case. Anyway, you know what I'm saying?
It took so long to come out, she's gone.
You know, it seems like both people are covering up on that one, but...
I said she
he's
got paid.
He's still out here making records. He's still out here doing this thing.
Oh, you mean
in
break his career?
Yeah, break his career. You know, like him and Chris Brown and then break his career.
R. Kelly is unbelievably talented, but he's unbelievably a pervert, too. He's a creep.
He's
a rich creep.
Music.
Now, you don't got to be a creep just to be talented, to have good music.
I've said if he wasn't a creep, he wouldn't write something. He's a freaky guy. He writes for the soul. His purse on his road, records. You know, a lot of dudes would have an R&B where they talked a lot of street stuff and cursed and did that, et cetera.
I'll give it to R. Kelly. He's the man, but he just makes me feel creepy. I don't know. I don't even want to hear his music. His music made me feel creepy, too.
Have you ever got pissed on over all kinds of songs? Like, I don't know.
No, you didn't.
He's just
a little pervert. I just can't stand him and stuff like
that. That women who've been pissed on before, they don't like R. Kelly.
They love R. Kelly. That's their shit.
No, the girls who was the
accidentally pissed
on boyfriend. Pissed on them and they don't like it, or they...
Accidentally,
or chased a little pissed, or anything they dealt with was dealing with pissed, you know? They tend not to, like R. Kelly.
Yeah, it don't got nothing to do with that. You know, the research I do still for my shows, you know I done seen some weird shit about him, and I don't like it. So
they ain't nothing weird about R. Kelly.
What you mean? First off,
starting
with Aaliyah. Aaliyah is his family, and he was fucking her. Excuse my French. All right. Come on, we all adults on Beef Stew Radio.
Aaliyah was his family.
That was his niece. That's his niece. That's his brother's daughter, something like that. He's family. She was family.
That's his daughter.
Mm-mm. That was R. Kelly's niece.
His real niece?
Yes.
Like his
his brother put out the claim for that, too, that was his niece. And that's how she got away from him when the family started finding out he was messing with her. So you remember Aaliyah and R. Kelly got cut short. She ain't never
so
do nothing else.
Why did they never come out and say that was on board me?
They said it. They said it with that time back in the day. It's just that we brush it off now all these years later.
No, I'm saying they never. I never knew that.
I knew that.
You know, why did R. Kelly say anything to Damon Dash or anything like
say
that?
Say anything? What the heck are you supposed to say? What are you supposed to say? Hey, I humped her too.
Well, he's not going to say that, but you know, he's going to know that, you know, he messed with me. I never heard Damon Dash refer to R. Kelly as her uncle.
Nobody refers to her as her uncle like that. It's just in the position. It says it. I'm going to show you this too when we get off air. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, I'm going to pull it on while we're on air still. I'm going to look it up.
Don't pull none of these Shinchima gossip websites.
No, man. I'm going to the facts. His brother said that when they found out about him and their niece, Aaliyah, that relationship had to stop. And he has numerous relationships with numerous young women, and he have cases with a lot of them.
You know, I don't want to see none of this is Lana Blah, you know? One of those names that don't make sense.
No, let's go.
And it'd be her blog. Gossip all day.
Now, I'm going to show you. I'm going to pull it up. No?
Well, you know, Elvis Presley did stuff like that.
What, messing with his family?
Yeah, he married his little cousin, right?
Really? I never knew that.
Oh, you know when the brothers do it, but you don't know when the man does it.
Who the hell? You said who? Elvis Presley?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. I knew this because this was in my time, in my era. Elvis Presley was a racist, and I really don't pay him no mind, so...
Jerry D. Lewis.
You know, this is in your time, man.
It ain't my time. Well, shoot, what are you talking about my time? I'm just a historian. Elvis Presley and Evel Knievel dressed up like me when you look at a picture.
Al Kelly even married Aaliyah back then. Remember that? You remember that? He married her.
I heard something like that. That's why I don't think that's his real type.
Crazy people don't care. All right?
Somebody married when he went, you know. I just think he doesn't know when he got his hands in it.
But her husband, let me tell you something. When I see her husband is right for her. He's a big guy. He's just right for her. They go together. He's a big ugly guy. He's a big ugly woman. It might be her husband.
No, looking like Wendy Williams. I knew Wendy Williams was just like my homie Wendy Williams.
It might be him.
I'm not saying that, but I'm like, damn, I ain't seen him in a long time. Like, he just disappeared off the face of the earth. I don't know.
Turned into Wendy. You said his name was Wendell?
Yep. Wendy Williams. The largest. She's probably one of the largest talk shows on television. Maybe her and Arsenio is sharing a limelight on television. So, we'll get some more music.
Huh?
We'll get some more music.
More music? Yeah, let's do that soon. Play something hot. Hot, Beach to Radio. Stay tuned in, y'all. Yeah. like that. It's a little different. That's Miguel. It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Definitely kind of hot. I'm still over here doing my reach, though. That's right.
Shout out to my crew. We doing the pretty series, the East Side Story. You know what I mean? The little mini series, 8 episodes, man. It's good. It's good, dope, man. For y'all that's out there. The story about the upper Manhattan, East Harlem, El Barrio. The story about some brothers on the street on how they, you know, went through challenges and how they, you know, try to do the right thing and, don't try to, you know, make money and get out the game and get into the rap game and start a record label and do some good for the community. But, man, so many trials and tribulations, man, that these brothers go through, man. It's going to be real spectacular, man. And make sure y'all see that, man. And I'm going to be having little clips of it on my Facebook page, Tab 2 and Beast 2 Radio. And you may see it on, you know, the Ladies Night page, too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, make sure y'all support that, man. The first episode will be like next week, man. It's going to be real hot, man. So I'm telling you, it's a real dope movie. You know what I'm saying? And it's really deep, man. Some real live stuff, man.
Yeah, that's deep. You know what? Shout out to all of y'all. Everybody go to Beast 2 Radio, you know, website. And y'all let them know that they should give me a part in the movie, too. Oh, yeah, let them know that they should give K. Nicole a part in the movie. They don't want me in the movie. They boycotting me.
Yeah, we definitely going to put some highlights of the movies up on B2 Radio website, too, you know, so you can check it out and, you know, get the visual. Like I said, it's an 8-episode song joint, you know what I mean? So, you know, check out the first episode. Right now, the episodes are like 10 minutes, man. Give you those 10 minutes for each episode, man. So, you know, y'all make sure y'all check them out, man. Remember the East Side Story. Some more money, B2 Radio production, man. It's really got, you know what I'm saying? And we got a lot of other cats doing it with us, man. Man, it's real big, man. Make sure. It's a big thing in the hood right now. Everybody know it. Anyway.
Yeah. That's hot, though. I got movies going on, Stu. What's going on?
Yeah, we trying to get out the hood, man. We trying to get out the hood.
Man, I'm a little upset, though. Come on, my guest.
Big shout to Peter's Restaurant to my man, Chris Murray, man. Big shout to Peter's Restaurant, 108th Street, City Madison, 5th Avenue, man. Make sure y'all stop by there. They got the catering and everything going on, you know what I mean? Make sure y'all go check out my man, Chris Murray, man. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely in the movie, too. A lot of cats in the movie, man. But make sure y'all go check some brothers out, man. Peter's Restaurant. They deliver the lunchtime thing, hot hamburgers, fish. They got it going on. Big shout out to them, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Big shout out to Feed'em. Make sure y'all hit up Feed'em. Support the neighborhood, man. Support the stuff in your neighborhood. Y'all go to the Chinese, Mexicans, and everybody else. Support the people, the other people in your neighborhood. Support your people, too. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking at the MTV website, you know? And they got a little thing going on about the R. Kelly stuff, you know? So, you know, his brother claimed that R. Kelly paid him offered him $50,000 to say he was the man inside the video with the girl. Remember that?
I don't know. Maybe he was a dude. You know, he didn't want to go down for it. Maybe he was a dude.
Come on, Stu, we seen that tape. Stop
his
it.
Look like him.
Stop it, stop
his it. Don't look like him?
His brother don't look that much like him.
Man, you never know. His brother put their gold face and hiding like he was all
time. No, he don't look that. You know, they say his ex-wife divorced him on saying that he was abusive. She got a petition for a restraining order.
Yeah,
for abuse.
Like
and he tried, they said Kelly also tried to molest their other brother's daughter and molested their 12-year-old second cousin. And if those claims wasn't enough, Carrie also says R. Kelly is bisexual in the closet for real. This is not the first time Carrie has made these accusations against his brother. You know that.
how much wood time is he in now? How much money does he have? And do he have a book coming out? And that answers a lot of
questions. I'm just saying, right?
I'm just saying, is that the brother that he always talked about trying to bring him down, the brother that nobody else in the family talks to?
He got a brother like that?
Yeah. The brother who sued him and wanted to be down and do some things with him?
Oh, man. I don't know.
That's the brother who reached out a lot, and that's the brother who actually reached out to him.
Well, they said Sparkle leaked out that tape. Sparkle got tight because, you know, her career wasn't going that far. R. Kelly probably hit that, too. And, you know, it wasn't young enough, so he took her career back.
Well, you know, listen, lady. Listen.
This is Aaliyah is R. Kelly's second cousin. And he was molesting her since she was like 12. She came out early, though. She was only like 13, 14 when she came out. With that age ain't nothing but a
number. Did she ever tell anything on R. Kelly and asked her question, did she ever say herself? Has there ever been anything that Aaliyah...
Nah, we know that part was true. We know that part, he married her and all that.
We
know all
that
part
was
true. We do know that they got married. We do know that her parents took her from him. We do know that Aaliyah ain't make nothing else for R. Kelly since then. And they was both the hottest things at one time. I think it's part of the reason why they did R. Kelly dirty when he went with Jay-Z and them. Remember, they were doing R. Kelly dirty at the concerts and all that shit. I think they did that purposely because you remember Dame Dash and... supposedly Jay-Z was messing with Aaliyah. And, you know, they
you
know about R. Kelly
Boston
being a pervert.
You can Boston Magazine.
It's not Boston, Stu. This is just
it
what it is.
For black people is Boston.
Let me tell you something. This is what it is. Yesterday, I opened a newspaper and I see a guy in there that I see all the time. Live around a neighborhood that I know. And he's in there as a pervert. He's been pervert, as far as they found out from 2002, this man is a pervert. He be touching and rubbing and groping people. And then you know the person, that's what's so weird about it. It's crazy. So you never know. He didn't look like he needed to go groping nobody.
Yeah.
He didn't really look like he was that, but now think about it. Who knows? You never know what's happening in the world, man. There's some weird people out there. Some weird people. So let's get into some more music. I maybe stay here for another, I don't know, maybe a half an hour. I don't know. I want to go out tonight. We should go get some drinks.
We should go see R. Kelly movie, see How to Steal a Girl movie.
No,
R. Kelly can make a movie like that, How to Steal a Girl Successfully.
I think
Now,
look at that. I think we should go out, get some drinks. I like rainy nights. Rainy nights is so, you know, it's just like peaceful, sexy. It look all shiny outside.
Your hair get messed up.
Yeah, but it ain't raining rain this second.
You know what I'm saying? Women feel like that till the rain hits their hair get messed up in the hell with
I
the
like,
rainy nights.
I said I like watching the rain.
Out.
I like watching the rain. I ain't want to be in the rain.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, once I go out, your hair gets messed up.
It's true. That messes up everything. Your whole head is messed up. It messed up everything.
Anyway, let's get into some more music.
Let's go.
Radio.
Yeah.
Ladies,
yeah. It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, 'cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you there.
wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Wanna show you how much you understood. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
Swirling on my bed, swirling, swirling on your bed. I wanna Nothing. get so locked up inside. Love, I need you, you got to keep it. Only you can release me. I need your love. Oh, I need you to save me, baby.
Oh, you got to keep me. Come on and set me free. Because I'm all
girl, K. Nicole. This is Ladies Night.
Ladies Night.
Ladies Night. I'm ready to get up out of here. Man, I'm ready to get up out of here. Let's go get a drink. I'm treating tonight.
Let's do this.
Yeah, let's get some drink. You over there, you can get mold today. But it's all good. Once you get that little yak in your system, you'll be all right.
Do this tomorrow night, DJ 62, uptown Saturday night, 10 PM.
Yes. Make sure you tune in. And I'm kinda upset though, Stu, man, a little bit now. You know, I'm kinda upset my little guest didn't come. Still big shout outs to
you,
to Sherry, for not showing up anyway. You know, I had some questions about you for your book, but yeah, maybe next time. Maybe another time. But anyway, this is your girl, K. Nicole. This is Ladies Night. I'm here every Friday, 11 o'clock. Y'all know how I do it, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody. And as always, I end with, make sure y'all out there safe, you know. Be safe. It's Friday night. You know, especially the ladies. Pay attention to these dudes. Because right now, I just realized today that the changing of the meaning of rape and the meaning of different types of things, you know, pertaining to women is really in effect. When I seen that guy, they let him go because they didn't want to take him to trial because they felt like the trial was a waste of time. And he rubbing and touching on people in a staircase, in a train station and whatever. But it just goes to show you, man, this world is going crazy. So trying to suppress the votes. I don't know. Just going crazy. But anyway, like I said, I'll be in here next week, Friday, every Friday, 11 o'clock. It's your girl, K. Nicole, we out. Let's do play some music before we completely break out, maybe another song. But we out of here. We're going to go get our drinks.
Next week, Underground Showcase, the DSW family will be in the building. I will have everybody from that DSW mixtape on the Underground Showcase. Make sure y'all tune into that. And like I said, be on the lookout for the mini series, East Side Stories, the Mo Money Entertainment, and Beast 2 Radio Production. We got it going on. Make sure y'all check it out, y'all.
Yeah. All right, we out. Let's go get chillin'.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon'
fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon'
fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon'
fall in love.
I'ma put it, I'ma put it, I'ma put it, I'ma put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Ooh, you're talking it's so tough. Damn, I love it all. Even the way you flex, that's what turns me on.
Ooh, you know you make me weak.
Just 'cause the way you are. 'Cause everybody in here knows that you're a star. And yet it's still I'm letting you know. I got the sweetest heart. Any man that wants a babe,
he gon' have to work hard.
From what I see, you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta see what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I hope this.
chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me, still keep it so. 2012 on me, cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know. Got the sweetest heart, even though he can ride it cool for me.
He
gon'
have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want.
Fall in love.
I'ma
put it down,
you gon'
fall in love.
If you put it down,
baby,
we can
fall in love. Put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma
put it down,
you gon'
fall in love.
Girl, you know, with all this money and all your cake, girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sipping on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. You told me it ain't even like that. You been hating all night, a friend up tight, alright. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
You gon' fall in love.
I'ma
put it down. You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play a card right, maybe we could fall in love. If you put it, if you put it,
Beats
Radio.